On February 14, 1870, engineers and others at Duluth in the employ of the Lake Superior and Mississippi Railroad, which was then completed from St. Paul to near its crossing of the St. Louis River at the Dalles, told some of their Duluth acquaintances that they were going to the Dalles, to participate the next day in the formal beginning of construction on the Northern Pacific Railroad. Citizens of the area concluded that the occasion should not pass without celebration, so the railroad men were surprised shortly before the noon hour of February 15, by the appearance of about all the horses and sleighs owned in that region, bringing people from Duluth, Superior, Oneonta, Fond du Lac and Twin Lakes. Chief Engineer Spalding gracefully yielded to the desire of his visitors, that there should be a more demonstrative celebration than he had planned. The citizens elected Dr. Thomas Foster of Duluth, as President of the day, and Hiram Hayes of Superior, and Albert Ensipe of Duluth, as secretaries. Dr. Foster, standing where the first earth was to be moved, called upon Reverend George Sluder, of St. Louis, to ask the blessing. In his short prayer, Mr. Sluder said, "We now invoke thy blessing, upon the great enterprise inaugurated this day, and beseech thee to prosper it, to bring it to a speedy and successful conclusion, to fulfill the most cherished plans and anticipations of its founders, in the promotion of the prosperity of our common country. May it prove a blessing not only to this land, but the world." On suggestion of Chief Engineer Spalding, J.B. Culver of Duluth, was appointed to fill the first wheelbarrow and Hiram Hayes of Wisconsin, to wheel it. Captain Starkey and others swung pickaxes vigorously for a few minutes, and loosened the pile of frozen earth, which Mr. Culver loaded into the wheelbarrow. The spot where the ceremony took place, was a point near the line of the Lake Superior and Mississippi, about 2 miles south of the Dalles. It was on the main line of the Northern Pacific, a little west of its present junction with the main line of the St. Paul and Duluth Railroad.